The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Not only filling in for Paul Miller, but seriously considering replacing Paul Miller as Mark and Hale Walker.
Those are fighting words.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, we love you.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Come home, Paul. Come home. Hey, who do we have today?
Hey, I tell you, this next guest is unbelievable. So Christy and Dustin Walker are here talking about the Huron Lady. And, you know, we're sarcastic and we have a lot of fun. But seriously, they've done a fabulous job. And the Huron Lady is an integral part of our community now. And they've done just a fabulous job doing it. So welcome, Christy and Dustin.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You know, they really have, as far as I think the key to the Huron Lady is the fact that you really have become part of the community. You guys have done, whoever the marketing genius is, Christy, Christy, is that you have included so many of the other businesses downtown, you know, on your back. When you're promoting things, you're promoting people to come downtown, which is really cool. Who came up with that idea?
I think that was both of our visions. You know, what we inherited an amazing business. So the Rigneys and Jenny, they had a great system in place.
Yeah, good point.
And so it didn't take much to just add a little bit of our input to it. And one of the original goals was to have as much downtown integration into the boat as possible, so that people understood once they came out for a boat ride, they could go downtown and enjoy other things, or they could enjoy those things while they were on our boat. So that's our goal, and I hope we continue to work towards that. We have some events coming up this fall where we're bringing in some new people that we haven't worked with before, so we're hoping to continue to do that. And so if any businesses are listening, you know, we'd love to have you. If you have ideas about ways that we can help each other, we're here to do that.
So just between us and nobody else, Dustin's just the pretty face. Is that true? He just puts on the captain's uniform.
That's not true.
No, I think he's a handsome face. Yeah.
Oh, so he brings value to the whole program.
Captain Dustin is awesome. Captain Dustin, just give a little bit background of how you got into this, because you were in the mortgage business with us, and then you really wanted to get boating. And tell us about that.
Well, I grew up boating because that's what we did every summer, and so. When Christy and I got married and had children, that was something that was important to me to create memories with them. So we got a boat as soon as we could, and then we went out and had adventures all summer long. So we built that with the kids, and then they finally got to high school, and they didn't want to have anything to do with us anymore. So we had to sell that boat. And
what was the name of that boat?
That boat was called Outnumbered.
Outnumbered. How'd that...
It was just because I am outnumbered and I have three daughters and my wife, so.
Yeah.
You are outnumbered.
It was a great boat. We had a lot of fun on it, but we had to sell her and move on. And then the opportunity presented itself to buy the Huron Lady, so we jumped on that. And now we force the kids to hang with us because we pay them.
Because they're employees.
What a fantastic job for a young person, though, right?
I mean, it's a great job.
I would die for a job like that if I that age.
Yep, they get to go out on the water every day. They make some good tips on some of the parties, so they're excited.
Yeah.
And you guys have got some creative things. You've had a number of dinner cruises all over the area, and then you've got some new things that are on the offing, even though here we are in August and sort of coming to the end of summer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're closing out this week, and this last 2 weeks has ended all of our dinner cruises. But going into fall here, we have a couple new events we're starting. We're working with Andrew Kircher, and he came up with a route. He traveled with Dustin a few months ago, and they came up with some scheming, because Dustin's super into history, too, and we are calling it Bootlegging on the Blue Water. That's going to happen on September 20th. And we have reached out to Moon Cursors, and they've graciously agreed to, after we have the bootlegging event on the Blue Water, where Andrew will narrate and talk to you about the Prohibition era and how Port Huron and the Blue Water area was affected by that, then you can disembark from our boat and go down to an after party in Moon Cursors where they're going to have $5 drinks and half off appetizers. So we're excited to have Andrew and anyone who wants to learn about the history of bootlegging in our area come aboard.
And if no one has experience talking to Andrew about history in this area, they're in for a great surprise because there's no stopping him. He's amazing.
And Dustin.
And Dustin. Very true.
Yep. And Moon Cursors is a speakeasy, so it ties in with the bootlegging era. So you can go and get those, get that experience from what it was like to illegally drink.
I love it.
Yeah, we're excited to have him aboard. And then actually when we were talking with him, that was kind of where the idea of the race came about. So on October 4th, Dustin reached out to Billy, who is the owner of the Duc d'Orléans, and we challenged them to a friendly race between the two nations.
Here's where we need the drum roll.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we're excited. So if you book before September 15th, your ticket price will include a commemorative T-shirt for the event. We just got that design finalized yesterday, so we're excited about
that. How amazing is that? Yeah. That is so exciting. I think the whole community is going to be behind that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That reminds me of Gar Wood, you know, right? When he started boating, his dad was on a steamship, right, Dustin?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And they raced, and that's how he got into that competitive spirit. I think this is awesome.
Yep, and what perfect timing, too, with, you know, all the turmoil that we hear on the news between Canada and the United States and trade and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now we've got two organizations that are pulling our countries together. That's exciting.
Yeah, I think the Huron Lady and the Duke can bring about world peace. I do.
There you go.
I really do.
And what's your speed, Dust?
Speed, that's confidential at this moment.
Okay, I think
we've got to keep some things close to the chest. Yeah,
good, okay? Good
sort of like the Navy and their submarines, correct? There's certainly certain information you can give out.
Yep, and they can pop up anywhere, so be careful when you're boating.
All right, what else do we have going?
The Sunset Cruises we'll have in September again on Saturday nights for those who want to do that. And on September 27th, we have Captain Laura Godwin is going to be driving that day. She is a beloved member of the Huron Lady family and of this Port Huron community, we all know. And we get constantly asked if she can come aboard and drive. So we've nailed her down for September 27th. And if you want to see a funny sight, I think Dustin and I will be deckhanding that day because we don't have any crew. We're losing all of our college kids over the last few weeks, and this week the rest of them go. So it is going to be lots of laughs on the Huron Lady as you watch the captain deckhand and make drinks.
So what do you do, Christy, when you start losing staff? Because you're going to. I mean, everybody's leaving for college right now.
Yeah, so our two youngest children are still home. So Clancy and Moira are going to probably be working every weekend. They are high school students, so like they have homecoming coming up. And we are actually training one of our college students, her mom, who's a Port Huron Police Department. She's a lieutenant, and she's actually training today to come down and help us out when we're in pinches. So it's a lot of, right now, scotch tape, but we're making it through. And this community has been wonderful and gracious enough to, hey, I can lend a hand here and do this here. So we're going to make it happen.
And you've also entered the Huron Lady into the Boat the Blue Antique Boat Show.
We did do that, yes. So we're going to make an appearance that day, too. So after our 1 o'clock cruise, we will get some friends and family on board, and we'll go through the bridges down to where the show is, and we'll hopefully win a prize, I guess.
Well,
I'm assuming we're the only one in our class.
Well, I don't know if you're going to win a prize, but I mean, we'll
maybe
see.
The booby prize.
Well, I'm getting a trophy made for the race, so I'll probably have another one made for the antique boat show.
What year is the Huron Lady that she qualifies to be a member of the classics?
She's 1993.
1993. Okay.
That makes it.
Yep.
So if you need additional help, you know, I wouldn't rule out Uncle Mark because after his radio career is going to be ending later today, he'll probably be available to help you on the boat.
Okay. We'll take
you. Yeah, we'll take up you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How much do you pay?
It's confidential at this moment.
That's part of the HR department.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for being with us. You guys are doing an outstanding job for the whole community. Stay tuned to 1380 WPHM.